The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off with some entertainment-type news, or I should say entertainer, I guess. The lady some call a real-life superhero has turned 75. The one and only Dolly Parton, who is also called a national treasure, has a laundry list of accomplishments that occurred during that 7.5 decades. She's captured no less than 10 Grammy Awards, but being a country music star is not something she thinks about. In 2014, she told Billboard magazine, somebody once said, "A star is nothing but a big ball of gas, and I don't want to be that." Dolly's philanthropy seemingly knows no bounds. Her foundation donated $1,000 a month to families impacted by wildfires in Tennessee. She donated $1 million to help battle the coronavirus. And her Imagination Library, one of the largest literary programs on the planet, has donated more than 100 million books to kids. Going back to her music a moment, Dolly has composed more than 5,000 songs, including one you can't hear until 2045. And she sold more than 100 million records around the world. Happy birthday, Dolly. Always the funny man, comedian Steve Martin shared his experience getting his COVID-19 vaccination in New York City. In a Twitter post, he called it a good news, bad news event. The good news, I just got vaccinated. The bad news, I got it because I'm 75. The father of bride star said the experience was smooth as silk and hosted to perfection by the U.S. Army and National Guard. After Martin shared his vaccination experience, a Twitter user asked how he gained access to the jab since they'd had trouble securing one for their elderly relative. Martin, who received his vaccine at New York City's Javits Center, said he signed up on the city's website and then waited in line just like everybody else. All right, good for you, Steve Martin. Glad he got the shot. I tried it this week too many times. Still couldn't get through either on the phone or on the website. Oh, well. All right. Carolina Performing Arts scheduled for the spring, the Commons Festival. It's at Carolina Performing Arts is back in digital form. The Commons is an initiative devoted to supporting artists by fostering local creative community and discourse in and around the Triangle. Join for streaming performances by the four Commons Artists in Residence, as well as our Shop Talk series, small format roundtable events bringing together current, emerging, and aspiring arts professionals to talk about areas of the performing arts field. The festival will be presented over 4 weekends from January 29th through February 20th. Please note all events must be registered for separately. Friday, January 29th, it's kicked off by Pain, Trauma, and Triumph by Anthony A.J. Nelson. The creation of this solo dance work is intended to help us understand, acknowledge, and become intensely aware of emotional growth from our personal experiences, triumphant milestones, and traumas alike. Streaming starts at 7 p.m. Saturday, January 30th, they've got Shop Talk, non-performing artists. Join in for a discussion with the artists who fill in the space, from costumers to lighting designers or audio engineers, who take a creative expression and develop it into a room that enraptures an audience. Chat with seasoned designers and technicians on how they have used and bent those tools in their work. Streaming starts at 1 p.m. Saturday, January 30th. Then Friday, February 5th, Lineage by Ayana Albertson. This performance by writer and spoken word poet Ayana Albertson will be an extension of her poem, Lineage. It unpacks and uncovers some of the many secrets, traumas, taboos, and overall experiences passed down in Black families and communities, with the goals of creating awareness and promoting reflection and healing. The streaming starts at 7 on Friday, February 5th. And Saturday, February 6th, they're back with Shop Talk, Cultivating Patron Connection. This is a discussion with arts professionals experienced in being the face of a presenting organization or events venue, from ticketing to customer service and beyond. This is a chance to share insights, resources, and lessons learned, along with talk about expectations and responsibilities, best practices, challenges, and considerations in creating the best audience experience possible. This Shop Talk on Saturday, February 6th starts streaming at 1 p.m. The following weekend, Friday, February 12th, How Can We Explain This? By Eternal, the MC. Through a visual hip-hop experience, How Can We Explain This? Gives people a powerful and candid view of the emotions and conversations directly correlated with the plight of Black, Indigenous, and people of color, also known as BIPOC. It bridges a gap between minds that may not understand this predicament and those that process this reality on a daily basis. Streaming starts at 7 on Friday, February 12th. Commons Festival on Saturday, February 13th, Carolina Performing Arts, another Shop Talk, supporting artists from process to performance. What does it mean to support an artist? Join in a conversation with arts professionals who work behind the scenes every day to make sure those performing on stage have what they need to do what they do. From managing contracts and calendars to coordinating luggage and logistics and everything in between, these are often the people you never hear anything about. Streaming starts at 1 p.m. And the final week of the Commons Festival, Friday, February 19th, Southern Discomfort by Johnny Lee Chapman III. This is a detailed roadmap through the geography and lesser-known histories of the state of North Carolina, known for its easy access to both the mountains and the coast. Although its recorded history may date back only to the late 18th century, when the state became one of the original 13 colonies, the hills and waterways of North Carolina remember the oral traditions of the people that called this place home. Streaming starts at 7 on Friday, February 19th. And the final event in the Commons Festival rundown, Saturday, February 20th, another Shop Talk, Here Now, Creating Capacity for Artists at Home. The Digital Commons provides Carolina Performing Arts an important opportunity to support area artists and foster discourse among arts professionals. It also allows for the exploration of new modes of arts criticism through collaborations with Indie Week. Join in for the final event in the Commons Festival Shop Talk series to consider questions of what it means to dedicate resources to the commissioning, presentation, and promotion of local artists. Performances are filmed and will stream on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. during the festival. All performances will be followed by a live Q&A with that evening's artist. Shop talks are facilitated by established arts professionals and offer an opportunity to share resources, insights, best practices, and provide encouragement in the changing landscape of the performing arts field. Shop talks have very limited capacity and will be conducted via Zoom. Shop talks will be recorded and by participating attendees consent to be recorded. All Common Festival events must be registered for separately. All right, the rundown for Duke performances this spring. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Virtual spring season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for 72 hours. Saturday, January 30th on the schedule, Simone Dinnerstein, a brilliant thinker and collaborator who not only interprets work but reimagines and recontextualizes it through lush and gorgeous recitals that exhibit what The New Yorker has described as lean, knowing, and unpretentious elegance. Dinnerstein's fifth recital for Duke performances will traverse three centuries of musical history and the idea of movement across time. Saturday, February 6th, it is Erod Quartet, a dazzling young French string quartet who've captured the attention of chamber music lovers the world over in recent years. The quartet makes their Duke performances debut with some of the most well-loved works in the string quartet repertoire. The Erod Quartet will begin with Beethoven's String Quartet No. 7. Saturday, February 13th, Kodo Legacy. From communicating with wartime troops to providing the soundscape for religious ceremonies, taiko drums have played a significant role in Japanese traditions for centuries. Kodo is a pioneering taiko drumming troupe that has performed internationally since 1981. Named for the Japanese word translated as heartbeat or children of the drum, Kodo's synchronized strikes and energetic delivery unite audiences by underscoring the simple, universal urgency of life itself. Saturday, February 20th, Duke performances, Vocis 8. A British vocal octet makes its Duke performances debut with a program celebrating its vernacular musics. Since the octet's founding in 2005 and becoming a professional ensemble in 2007, Vocis 8 has attained international recognition for its concerts and recordings, which feature an extensive repertory. Saturday, February 27th, Pulak Trio. The group has been called Virtuosos of Classical and Contemporary Chamber Music in one profile for Russian television. The trio is committed to commissioning, performing, and recording new works from contemporary composers. Since its founding, the trio has greatly expanded the repertoire available for the oboe, bassoon, and piano, with more than 20 new works written or arranged for the group. And Friday, March 5th, In Conversation, Amir Suleiman, acclaimed poet, activist, recording artist, and filmmaker Amir Suleiman will read from and discuss his work, which viscerally and spiritually confronts themes of race, identity, suffering, healing, and love. Suleiman's reading caps a week of virtual engagements with the Duke and Durham community, including local K through 12 students. This is a free event at noon on Friday, March 5th. Moving on from Duke performances, we switch to information on the Ritz, Poorhouse Music Hall, and Lincoln Theater. They're not currently hosting entertainment events because of restrictions surrounding the coronavirus. Each of the clubs do have a limited schedule starting mostly this spring, March and April. Lincoln Theater, it's in June. All right, the Spectrum Center in Charlotte has March 20th on the calendar. That's a Saturday for the Millennium Tour 2021. Michael Bublé's concert at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte has been postponed until August 17th. Then, as the year moves along, the schedule includes the Weekend's After Hours Tour, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Alabama's 50th Anniversary Tour, and then a Laugh Tour hosted by Martin Lawrence. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium is quiet until April. Saturday the 10th, Garth Brooks with his Dive Bar Stadium Tour. And then Saturday, April 17th, it is Billy Joel. To Greensboro Coliseum, the current 2021 schedule includes Mercy Me on March 25th, Kane Brown March 26th, and Feed the Streets Tour on April 2nd. From there, dates are scheduled in May, July, August, and September. One of the world's greatest ever fossil finds is about to call Raleigh home. Dueling dinosaurs will be housed at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh. The museum is going to expand its facilities to house this exhibit, and the grand opening is set for the fall of 2022. Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit has one of the world's first complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons. The second one is a Triceratops. The fossils were found in Hell's Creek, Montana, and both were found buried in the same spot. The exhibit will be a state-of-the-art public lab, and visitors to the Museum of Natural Sciences and viewers over the Internet will get to watch a team of scientists work to uncover more secrets buried for millennia. The SECU Dino Lab, sponsored by the State Employees Credit Union, will offer educational outreach to North Carolina school children and hands-on opportunities. Bank of America is the worldwide educational sponsor of Dueling Dinosaurs and will support live streaming from the SECU Dino Lab, where research will be undertaken on the specimens in full public view. The result of this will be the largest public paleontology project in history. Up next, speaking of history, let's look at what they've got coming up at the North Carolina Museum of History. Saturday, January 30th, it's the 20th Annual African American Cultural Celebration. This year's annual celebration, presented on digital platforms only, will bring together community organizations, authors, artists, musicians, filmmakers, and scholars to showcase the contributions that African Americans past and present have made to North Carolina's history and culture. The theme, Health and Healing, will include a range of information about health disparities and about steps that African Americans can take to promote and preserve their health. Register for your virtual seat to view performances, panel discussions, and demonstrations online. Attendance to some free events is limited. These programs are free, some of them. You can find out more at the museum's, look at the museum's other programs, and sign up for this on the History's Museum website. All right, don't expect any public events in Raleigh through March 31st. City Council moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. As we all know, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled as far back as March, of course. And this is an extension of that, all being caused by the pandemic. Most or all of the concerts at indoor and outdoor venues, of course, were shut down. And that includes Carolina Theater of Durham. It will be temporarily closed for the next 5.5 months. That, according to an announcement from the entertainment venue, the Performing Arts Center will be closed through June 30th. A spokesperson for the theater said the closing was because of ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The theater has not operated at full capacity since last March 13th. All right, lovers of opera music, the Metropolitan Opera, also known as the Met, is streaming free encore presentations most nights during the pandemic from the Live in HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following evening. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmissions, starring all of opera's greatest singers. All right, also impacted by the coronavirus, the performance venues, which included the local amphitheaters around Raleigh. First off, the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. They have set up a lineup for the starting in the spring. Of course, it's unknown if that will happen, but in the meantime, we'd like to let you know that the schedule starts April 17th with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up with Kenny Chesney on June 4th and the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour on June 26th. The schedule includes a number of July dates so far, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, the Tedeschi Trucks Band Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell together, Kids Bop Live Tour, the Dave Matthews Band, and then a show with triple the amount of entertainment from Luke Bryan, Morgan Whalen, and Kaylee Hammock. The Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald will be together at Coastal Credit Union Music Park, we hope. And then, of course, Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Later in the year, performances will include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5 and Meghan Trainor, and Brooks and Dunn. All right, Coca Booth Amphitheater, like other concert venues in 2020, Booth Amphitheater in Cary had to cancel or postpone its concert dates because of the pandemic. There are only two dates set for 2021. The second annual Tacos and Taps, April 17th, and then later Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. So far, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival has been postponed. At Red Hat Amphitheater, downtown Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater is setting up next year's schedule of concerts. The first concert of 2021 is currently scheduled for May 6th. The entertainer, Maren Morris. And then Primus is set to perform June 23rd. July's dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August 2021, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. After that, it's IBMA's World of Bluegrass concert set up for next October. And taking a look at the PNC Arena, NC State basketball and Carolina Hurricanes games, of course, are scheduled this spring. Otherwise, Saturday, February 20th, there was supposed to be the Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series event at Carter-Finley Stadium. It has been postponed. Otherwise, the schedule at PNC Arena is blank until you get to Friday, June 11th. And performing then, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Wednesday, August 4th, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream of the Tour. Tuesday, August 17th, Rage Against the Machine, Public Service Announcement Tour. Wednesday, August 18th, it's Michael Bublé. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it's Luke Combs. What you see is what you get tour. And then Tuesday, October 12th at PNC Arena, Luke Combs. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.